Forever Dog. I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh.
Good morning. Good morning. Wake up. Wake the fuck up. Wake up.
What if someone's actually asleep right now and this is how they've been awoken? They've drifted off. It's Tim Heidecker here for Office Hours. On behalf of Office Hours, it's Tim Heidecker, May 9th.
Wake up.
Wake up.
And wake we're up. down a man. We got Doug off in Europe representing the Eric Andre show. So if you're in Oslo or London or Sweden or any of these places, go say hi to Doug and tell him to get back here as soon as he can. And DJ Doug Pound is in Oslo.
Oops.
Glitch in the Matrix.
Wow.
And DJ, set it back.
He's playing in London.
London.
Right?
And he's, yes, on his own. He's got a solo show going on in London. Everyone talk at the same time.
That's right.
And I'm here with, with DJ Vic Berger.
DJ Vic Berger. Got my laptop up here today. Cowdy, y'all.
And Captain Carlin holding things down back there. And we'll have Kyle Kinane in a second. Well, he's here, honestly. Let's just say hi.
Hi.
I was going to try to be cool about it.
I wasn't sure my jump-in point, so I wasn't trying to...
I could see you outside my eye. You're kind of enjoying it, laughing.
Yeah.
But you didn't want to... You're waiting for the big entrance.
Yeah,
but
I'll wait my turn.
Kyle Kinane! We're going to get into everything, Kyle. Kyle Kinane's got a new comedy special. I'm going to get to this right away. A new comedy special, the likes of which you've never seen before. Dirt Nap.
Yeah.
Free.
If you like commercials. I like that was the biggest selling point you had for it. It's free.
Well,
if you're unsure, it's free.
It's just no excuse. You're already on YouTube now. You're watching this show on YouTube. You just pause or watch later.
Yeah.
Watch later and watch Dirt Nap. I enjoyed it. And funny stuff. I mean, what do you want me to do?
I don't know.
I mean, that's good shit.
Yeah, thanks. But that's all I wanted.
Suddenly it is feeling a little like club land.
I wanted sincerity.
Club random right now.
I came here for sincerity.
It's just more of the good shit.
What are we already sad? We're looking at sad stuff?
We're already getting sad?
Don't pay no attention to that.
Okay. I don't know what I'm looking at.
I don't even know what's going on. I want to do some welcome back to me because I was away last week.
Welcome back.
And I'm here to right the ship. We had a very contentious episode last week.
Oh, really?
You know Brendan Walsh?
Yeah.
Thoughts on Brendan Walsh?
He likes pranks.
He's a prankster.
He's a big prank guy.
And he got in a little trouble with us.
Did he prank you?
No, he didn't prank me. He pranked the audience because what he presented was this thing that he was pranking 911. But it wasn't 911. It was a friend.
I think if you prank 911, it's pretty big.
It's a big deal. It's a bad scene.
It was Sean O'Connor.
Yeah. It was Sean O'Connor.
It was Sean O'Connor.
Shanana,
big reveal.
Shanana O'Connor. But people are, you should see my audience. They're very mad about it. They're telling me what's funny.
They believed it?
Well, they're...
the woke mob can't take comedy.
They were a little like, that's not funny, and here's why.
Well, at least they explained.
Yes.
You know, that's courteous.
And we could all learn a little bit. Yeah. Right? There was always room for growth and learning. But I personally watched it. On my time off from my other job, which is being a celebrated actor. And I just thought I enjoyed the heck out of the show. I thought it was fun. So.
Did you know it was a put-on from the get-go?
It's a put-on!
That's not a soundbite?
It is.
I'm searching for it right now.
I think Doug might have that.
No,
one.
That's fine.
I'm just serving him up over here.
I know. Okay. Wait for it. It's coming. Trust me. Should I wait or not? It's
a put on. Okay, all right.
I was watching it in my trailer.
Yeah.
And there was that moment where I was like calling 911. I go, I'm stealing myself for trouble. Yeah. I don't like the way this is going. And then it kind of was clear after about 30 seconds that it was a gag.
Smiles. Yeah.
I think the part that upset people specifically was he said that he put a bomb in the children's hospital.
Not funny. Not funny.
You wouldn't really do that, though.
I thought it was funny.
Come on, man. What if that bomb went off? What if that fake bomb that doesn't exist, that isn't real, went off?
That's the stuff that's funny when you hear somebody else tell you about it.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't get in there with that kind of humor. Now, people know me. They know me to be a good, kind, wonderful person who doesn't like to go dark.
You went against the sensibilities of the show.
He went, yes. Well, I talked to him about it, and he was crying. He was crying. I said, Brendan, it's all right, man. No one's going to get it right. Like, I mean, we do this every week. Almost 300 shows. Like, we've got it down.
Yeah.
You can't just step in and think it's going to work. It's not.
What kind of hospital would have been funnier?
Veterans Hospital.
Wow. This is a little bit of nostalgia for you fellas.
Yeah, there you go. By the way, I got a joke.
Am I in trouble?
Yeah.
Am I getting booted?
I got a joke, ladies and gentlemen. You ready for a joke, ladies and gentlemen? We do the Tonight Show every once in a while. I get that Tonight Show music. Yeah, that's sort of bing, bang, boom. This RFK Jr., folks, they're telling us RFK Jr. has admitted to having a dead worm inside his brain. Have you seen that news, Kyle? It was big news.
I missed it.
Yeah, He released some medical information, as all the presidents have to do. He said, I got to say something. They discovered a dead worm in my brain. We found out recently, we looked more into this. It turns out the cause of the worm's death. Did you hear the cause of the worm's death? The dead worm inside RFK Jr.'s brain?
I didn't.
Oh, well, the worm killed itself. Tired of listening to that. Wacky chatter. It's too much for the. It was even too much for the worm, Kyle.
Familial teeth.
It was even too much for the worm. But anyhow, suicide's not funny if anyone's considering it.
988.
988. Is it true? 988.
Johnny.
Okay. Don't call that one though, for pranks. Oof. Either.
No, that's not funny.
Also sad.
What else do I have to mention before we get into the show? The show will begin soon.
Okay. Yeah.
Still practicing. Later in the show, we're going to have an exciting... We've got a really fun Chicago game because Kyle's from Chi-Town. So we've designed... If you're from Chi-Town, you're going to love this game. And even if you're not from Chi-Town, you're going to love this game. If you love music, you're really going to like this game. Right, Vic?
That's no, you're going to... You won't believe it.
If you like music... And I know a lot of you out there do.
You got music fans?
Yeah.
People enjoy music?
Yeah. A lot of my audience loves all kinds of music.
Wow. That's something.
And then Vic and I hope you can participate in this too, but if you want to tap out, you can.
All right.
But Vic and I are going to have the great unfrosted debate.
Do I have to have seen the film?
We're
calling it a film. Advertising.
Yeah, you want to go out up in the guest house and watch it real quick?
Just crush it real fast.
Yeah,
I think Kyle can moderate.
Vic and I have opposing views on the Netflix number one or number two now, right?
Number two. You won't believe Tim's stance on this thing.
Well, save it for
what
later. Took it out?
Yeah, it was Shrek.
It was Shrek from 2002 or whatever is number one. And then Unfrosted from this year.
Can't believe Netflix doesn't release the numbers.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, Shrek from 5 years ago took out the Pop-Tart.
5 years ago?
Oh, no, whatever.
Like
I don't know.
20 years ago. 22 or something like that. Yeah.
I don't know why I got so mad at you about that. Five?
You know your Shreks.
5 years ago is January 6th, almost.
Oh, my God.
Or something like that. I'm just saying, time flies. We haven't had a Shrek movie in a long time.
I wasn't going to do the math on that one for you, but all right.
Massive dumps.
And you've got another new guy?
Oh yeah, wait till you see this one. You'll love this one.
I'm worried about you and these new guys.
They just come to me. Like I get fed all these like weirdos.
Yeah, but some of these people like
are cool though.
That one guy you had last week with a couple that look all strange.
Oh yeah, yeah. What's
they only have like 28 views on Instagram. I don't know if like we should be messing with them.
We're discovering new talent.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess so, but
why is it?
I mean, maybe they should be private.
Public.
That's exactly right.
Can you get a little closer to the mic?
Sure.
Why?
Mile away.
I feel like I'm closer than usual. I don't know.
Really? You've just made things maybe so much worse.
You know what? I'm going to turn my volume up. Maybe that's what it is. Hey, can you hear me now? Huh?
Well, it's bye, like bye. He's up here in the mic.
Oh, it's getting excited.
It's an aiming thing.
And we're also going to take a minute, since we are talking Chicago, to pay tribute. We pay tribute on our site, but to the great Steve Albini, who suddenly passed yesterday or the day before. I don't know. Maybe we got the news yesterday.
Tuesday night, yeah.
Steve wouldn't want us to be on here goofing, not goofing, but even talking about
it. Albini
track? Yeah, he did those. He did some early Sinatra stuff or late Sinatra stuff.
Big xylophone guy.
Yeah. but we love Steve. We had a great experience with him on our live show in Chicago a couple summers ago. I, of course, you know, when you're growing up, I think I could tell you three producer names. I could tell you George Martin. Mm-hmm. I could tell you. Don Was,
Phil Spector,
and
Rubin.
Anybody the Beastie Boys shouted out in the middle of their songs.
Right. You're a kid, how do you know about these things? You just from either books that you go to Walden Books and you read the story about the Led Zeppelin and stuff. And then there's Steve Albini's in that mix. Mm-hmm. You got the In Utero. You've got Pixie Surfer Rosa, and then all this other stuff that I don't even know.
Jesus Lizard.
And then all the other stuff.
Breeder.
Yeah, the Breeder's first record from 90.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen, you can go down a rabbit hole on him. You can read all his takes and the beautiful letter he wrote to Nirvana that was out, that people put out, that he explained how you should make a record. But I had a great experience with him on the show. He was funny and he combative. He pushed back when I did some shit that he thought was inappropriate. I liked that because I don't like sycophants. This guy, Kyle, he's just been kissing my ass the whole show. Push back!
I don't agree with what you said there.
There you go.
I think I was.
That makes for good television.
I was at odds with some of the things you said earlier.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the candor.
I thought my subtle facial expressions.
No, it's true. You're icing me out.
Man. That's good, right?
Yeah. Then what? Did he call in again?
I don't know what you want from
him. Yeah, he to promote the letters to Santa, his wife started this great organization in Chicago that our pal Fred Armiston is also involved in to like bring food and toys to needy people. And yeah, he called in I think they got George Wendt to call in.
That's right.
Yeah. George Wendt's got some free time.
Yeah, he does. But he was very cool.
He got into George Wendt's busy schedule.
He was very cool to us, very communicative. We hit him up on Twitter. That's how we got involved with him.
Yeah, and he had heard good things about me. Yeah.
Of course.
Through the various connections.
Big poker player there.
You want to see his duck call? Yeah. That was fun. Remember he brought out that duck call?
The duck call?
Yeah, he had a duck call.
I don't remember this.
I didn't remember. We hired him a birthday clown.
People have this idea that I have a memory of anything we do on this show. I don't.
Oh, I
look forward. I don't think back.
It's multifaceted.
Yeah.
Got a lot going on.
All right. Wes, you want to pull up this duck call?
That's what I need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Groundbreaking.
Well, you'll be hearing that, the audience will be hearing that particular sound for many years to come in future broadcasts, I'm sure.
I guess not. Ken Vandermark and I are going to be doing a set at the Hungry Brain later tonight.
I bet.
He's got the Pierre shirt.
Missing
on.
File.
What the hell?
Uh-oh. The what shirt?
No, Pierre. Pierre's the bass player from Naked Reagan.
Oh, there you go.
Well, here's the
Well, that point of
cred,
this.
Everybody.
The point of this is, I think it's a reminder that I cannot die. There can be no circumstance where I die. I can't handle this concept.
You would not want people to tribute you in the way that you've celebrated your own life?
I can't do it. I can't do a birthday thing. How am I going to do the death?
How do you like to be celebrated in life?
Show me the money.
Full cash.
Show me the money.
Full. Quinceañera death.
No, it's. I don't want to get into it, man. It's dark. You know, I'm going to get into like.
I'm pushing back. Let's get.
Truly, you're not pushing back. Fuck, he's fucking pushing back.
Sound effect. For pushing back.
That's something. Oh, that's not it. No.
He's doing exactly what I asked. Why am I rejecting him? This is what I asked for, and here I am. He's giving it to me, and I am full of rejection. Right?
Yeah.
What? Would you want a big joke funeral?
A big joke
funeral?
That's the problem. Who's going to be in charge? You?
Yeah. I'll produce it, sure.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to make a big mockery of it. A
lot of sound effects, bleeps and bloops and fart noises.
Some of my dad will get up there. Well, let's hope he's gone by then. Let's hope. I think the best case scenario is everyone's parents are dead before you're dead. Right?
He's in a better place now, slide whistle.
Yeah. No, you know what? I'm gonna Jim Morrison it. I'm going to go off and disappear, and then there'll be rumors that I'm alive. Mm-hmm.
It's like, Kaufman, you're going to
pull a Kaufman.
Yeah.
You're going to be in an overrated band first?
Have you heard the Doors without Jim Morrison?
No.
No, it's worse.
Of course it is.
If you can believe it. Somehow it's worse. You got to find that.
Yeah, somehow there is.
Pretty sure I know why.
Pretty obvious why. Yeah, Ray Manzarek takes over lead vocals. So now you got keyboard organ man singing.
He's really popping up around again, huh?
He's passed.
Which one? There's one of them that's just showing up.
He's everywhere. He's at Largo all the time.
Just kind of hanging out.
What's he doing at Largo?
Yeah, we tried to get him for something on cinema, and he couldn't.
What was the thing? Didn't he do a Star Spangled Banner that was really good?
Yeah. See if you can find that clip of the Doors minus Jim playing on some German TV. It was the inspiration for a sketch that Eric and I did called Puss Whip Bang Gang, and it's some bad music. Something about the sun. Have them do new material.
Wait, they're doing it without Jim?
Without Jim Morrison.
Oh, shit.
Instrumental?
You know what? We can't do it because it's that beat club. I like that Ray's doing like a Jim impression. Yeah, look, dude, babe.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get dinged.
Hey,
hard.
Let's take a zoomer real quick because...
Who should we talk to? Who had a topic today?
Or the Hothead Hotline.
Oh, I remember this one. You know this one?
Yeah,
this
the Hotline's full.
The Mosquito is called.
All right, let's talk to 603, Bernie.
Bernie Sanders.
Mr. Sanders, are you there?
Oh, well.
No, that's not Bernie Sanders. That was a terrible.
Well.
Well. It's Ronald Reagan, more like.
Give it another shot.
Yeah.
Look, Tim, haven't we here on the show?
Nailed it.
No, the crew's liking it.
They like it. Tech loved it.
Yeah.
Tech was right.
Who there?
Holy shit.
Hey-o.
Holy shit.
I can't see you. Is this just a call? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was doing a Hothead Hotline so quick. How can I help you?
Hi. I tried these Baja Blast Doritos.
Okay.
Wanted to know, have you all tried them?
Kyle?
Because they're foul.
They're foul.
I didn't know they existed.
No, I'm just finding out. Can we get an image of this right now, please? Let me see. What a Baja Blast.
It's a Mountain Dew flavored Dorito.
Oh, sick. Hey, can... No, I can't eat. I've got a thing I have to fast for. A doctor thing. I was going to ask Alicia.
Otherwise, you would have had Baja Blast Doritos.
I'd have her go down to the corner store and get some.
Yeah, they're like pineapple-y, but it says mango. And... Yeah, they're spicy, but they also just kind of taste like chemicals. Mm. It was a really big letdown. for a $7 bag.
What's your favorite
bag
flavor of
chips?
Doritos?
What? It's got to be the Cool Ranch.
Kyle? Yeah.
Well, what and was the expectation the of buying these?
Yeah.
Is what I want to know. Not to, no shame in the, no shame, not consumer shaming. But I don't think you're going to get to Baja Fiery Mango Dorito flavor without a little science.
The art on the bag is
not artisan. The art on the bag is great. There's a shark in a sea of lava from a volcano in the background.
Art action. 100%.
I'm on your side. This is enticing.
Do you see the volcano in the bag? That's like,
yeah.
That's, oh my God.
I'm surprised though. I mean, that's why I'm desperate.
They did good on the bag.
Excuse me.
But I'm going to kill everybody. It tastes like the soda.
I'm desperate to try this because I think at this stage in food, mass food manufacturing, that they would be able to nail this stuff.
Would you rather have a chip that tastes like a drink or a drink that tastes like a Dorito?
Ooh. See, you've got it, Kyle. That's exactly the problem, is that it tastes like the soda. And
that's what it's promising.
It's just the texture. It's the texture and it's the food, but it tastes like a drink and it's but the chemical, you know, you
this
get
is very
way more
Christians
of the
trying to understand transgender people vibes right now.
Yeah,
just doesn't make any sense, man.
I would walk the other direction from that particular bag.
I would read the back of it. I would like, can we get an ingredients list up here? Because I doubt mango.
What are we on, Doughboys? Let's get the hell out of here.
I ate an entire bag of ranch-flavored Takis.
There you go.
Do you ever have those? Or
yeah, Takis are great.
I had the blue ones.
You like the Cool Ranch. Cool Ranch is a great Dorito. Plain Doritos are good, although lately I found them to be, I feel a little staleness to them. And then,
because nobody's buying them.
Mm. Tapatios are the best, I think. The Tapatio Doritos.
You're not putting enough dust on them, is my bit.
Cutting back.
Like, all right. You're
that's just a good way to describe a lot of things in life. Put a little more dust on it.
Dust it up. All right, well, listen,
that was one of Steve Albini's favorite production notes.
Gonna
put a little more dust on it.
I'll reveal an On Cinema secret. A lot of people love secrets. The Doritos Tapatios, that brand, has been our good luck charm for all our Oscar specials. From the very beginning, we had a bag of them. And then the next year, we said, let's get some more of those. And then it became a thing where we had to have the Dorito. It was like a little talisman or something.
A little superstition.
Superstitious.
Do you eat them or you just kind of put the bag?
I eat them. Yes,
eat them.
I eat them. Okay. I enjoy them. I enjoy it.
I'm probably going to eat
a little spicy
Baja Blast ones on the way home.
Yeah, so I don't think I've seen them in public. Are they in wide circulation?
No, they're very new.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to make it out of the test market.
No. What's the purple flavor one?
Berry?
There's a new one. Berry.
Not like the sweet chili or some shit?
Yeah, sweet chili. That's like a Thai.
Those are all right.
I haven't had those yet.
There's also these weird ones like in a shop. I don't know where they get it, but there's a shrimp. There's like a shrimp flavored one and a squid flavored one.
That's gonna be some Canadian.
Not good.
Oh no, shrimp chips out of England they're delicious. I love those shrimp chips.
Is that the kinds you get like when you go to a Thai restaurant and it's like one big pop rock and it melts on your tongue?
I was at this fancy restaurant. No, it wasn't a fancy restaurant. Let me tell you this. Let me backtrack. I'm down in Albuquerque. Okay.
Sure.
Doing this movie. And if you're on Patreon, you've heard me tell stories. The past couple weeks, I've been doing this movie down there, and you'll get the whole scoop. I reveal everything. You should have heard the celebrities I hang out with.
Ooh,
it's top-tier
stuff. Patreon stuff.
Yeah. I'm not going to go kiss and tell on here.
Hey, guys. It's Jeremy Renner.
There you go. But at my hotel, they had a restaurant, as most hotels do. It's a nice hotel. So I'd go up there a couple times a week. Maybe I went there like twice, three or four times over 2 weeks because I'd like to get out. But a couple nights I was like, I'm just going to go up there and get a quick bite.
Sure.
Going to have a drink and a martini, whatever. So the last night I go there, since I'd been there, they switched the whole menu. And the menu was good and the food was good. I thought this place is pretty good. A little expensive because it's a nice restaurant. You know how it goes. So I get this new menu, and the bartender's nice lady, she's like, yeah, this new chef came in and dropped a whole new menu and then quit. She looks at me like, I don't know what the fuck is going on here. And then I'm looking, I didn't want a big dinner, so I see they have these Thai lettuce wraps.
Okay.
You can picture those, right?
Yeah, I like them.
I like them. It's like refreshing.
Yeah, you make them yourself.
Yeah. This was a dud. It was a dud. First of all, the thing arrived, the lettuce was all kind of wilty.
Bad start.
Then the chicken were cubes. They were big cubes. Mm. Not, you know how it is, like
it's ground.
It's ground.
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 Yeah.
Thank you.
Malleable.
And then it was on this like kind of a stoneware plate, and that had the peanuts chopped up and the sauce. There's no way to get the peanuts up off the plate because it was, you couldn't.
I'm disappointed for you.
Yeah. And I took it in stride. I'm not going to go full Karen on the situation, but I felt I developed a rapport with the bartender over the course of the 2 weeks and the restaurant itself. Mm-hmm. I had everyone was nice and I was nice to them. And they said, how was it? And I said, I know this is a new menu, and if you're looking for feedback, I think this was kind of a dud. This didn't really work. Yeah. And here's why. And we had a conversation about it.
Yeah.
I wasn't, I want my money back. It wasn't like that at all.
Mm-hmm. You didn't go like Jordan Peterson and go in the back and cook it for him and show him how to do it?
No.
He did that? Yeah, he did that at a,
oh,
like
an
a
egg
diner.
Place, right? With the hash browns? The hash browns?
At a diner?
Yeah, he went in the back and, I know this is how, you don't know what you're doing here. Let me show you how to, because he was a shorter order cook when he's a kid.
Right.
Oh, that's good. So listen, I'm on the same drugs you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me show you how this omelet gets made.
it was received with appreciation from the bartender. She was like, thank you. I agree with you, and we'll pass it along. And we apologize.
Do you think she's going to pass it along?
I was going to say, do you think we're in a culture where everybody's afraid to complain about something because nobody wants to be documented as a Karen, but then there's a little bit of advantage taken by certain people like, oh, nobody wants to be a complainer, so we just give them some slop.
Right? Yeah, it's like, well, it's too late. I'm like, I'm just going to deal with this. I'm just going to
I was disappointed with the number of shrimp that showed up on a salad once, and
really?
I had to be like,
yeah,
I don't want you to take it back. I just want to let you know. I'm also very sorry that I'm complaining.
I know.
I just think that for this 20-some dollar shrimp salad, there should be like another shrimp.
How many shrimp do you think there were in there?
It was like four.
Yeah, that's not enough.
They were decent size.
Yeah.
But it was a 20-some dollar salad. The rest of the salad was not pulling the weight of half dozen maybe.
Yeah. I think I had another situation like that while I was down there. I mean, also the hotel had the crappiest Wi-Fi. And it was like, it would work sometimes, and then it would be like I could never do a Zoom call in there. And that felt a little like, guys, let's figure it out. It's 2024.
Give me one or the other. Give me my lousy lettuce wraps or lousy Wi-Fi. Yeah. Don't hit me with both barrels right now.
It's just terrible.
Because now I'm about to write a letter.
The one hotel we stayed in, the Wi-Fi was so shitty, then we like tried that we're going to pay for the upgrade. They're like, not worth it because it's the same.
Oh, the rooms.
That's never a real thing.
Yeah.
It's never $6 a day for a real executive grade.
Yeah. Well, we're going
to... It's not a real thing.
We're going to open the...
You just see Xfinity truck parked out in front. Somebody bought the upgrade. We got to do it. We got to get them in there.
The business.
The new antenna pops out the top.
Oy, oy, oy. Let's see. Well, it is 10:30, which means it's time for...
The City of the Day. City of the Day.
Well, I don't think we've ever done it better than that, folks.
That was perfect.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the City of the Day is brought to you by Randy Van Warmer's Randy Van Warmer. Are you a man with a van, or better yet, a woman with a van? Don't you hate it when you wake up to go to work and your van is freezing cold? Well, now there's Randy Van Warmer's Randy Van Warmer. Dennis was acclaimed singer Randy Van Warmer's driver for many years, up until Randy's untimely death in 2004. Since then, Dennis has been living in vans, so he's an expert on keeping them warm. Just toss him the keys to your van the night before, and in the morning, your van will be nice and toasty. The best part? Dennis will do it for free. He'll even bring his own sleeping bag or change the sheets after he spends the night if you have a mattress back there already. Feeling lonely? Dennis gets that. He's been single and ready to mingle since his wife dumped him 15 years ago. Doesn't matter if you're a man or a lady, Dennis is Randy and anyone's dandy. So warm up your van with Randy Van Warmer's Randy Van Warmer by sending Dennis an email at bigspoondirtybird1955@mailcan.net. He'll respond as soon as he gets service. Promotional song begins now.
Those jeans are fitting him.
Randy Van, Randy Van, Randy Van Warmer. Dennis will warm up your van for free.
This fly had to move all the way over to the sky.
Yeah. Mm. Doug.
Interesting stuff from Doug there. We discovered, we should talk about Randy Van Warmer a little bit, because we discovered this guy on a, well, let's take the city of the day and then remind me to talk about Randy Van Warmer.
Michael, are you there?
Michael.
I am.
Hello, Michael. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Tim. How are you?
All right.
Happy to be here. And I am in Charleston, South Carolina.
Beautiful.
All right. All right. Yeah.
Any follow-up?
Yeah.
Is that all you got?
Well, being here, this is a couple months old, but I feel like I don't think you guys talked about it. In February, Bob Dylan, on his Instagram, posted just a random blues clip from an old blues guy. And there was a lot of rumor that it meant, you know, a blues standard album coming, but there was never any follow-up.
Hmm.
Did you see that? And what do you think?
I don't think Bob Dylan knows what he's doing with his Instagram.
I don't think so either.
I think he thinks it's the Google search.
It was a mistake.
Let's see if we can find it.
See here.
There's no way Bob Dylan has a clue what's going on.
This? No, no, that's Lay Lady Lay.
Oh. I'm going to post on
Meta. I just double checked.
What's the coupon for outerwear?
Yeah, 20%.
Oh, what's Bob Dylan's coupon for outerwear?
Yeah, can we see that?
Oh, here you go. February 1st.
Okay. Well, there's no caption?
There's no caption.
I mean, every Bob Dylan record is like a blues record. I don't think it would be like him doing like blues. No, I don't think that's happening.
He's not going to do that.
He did those beautiful Sinatra records. Did you ever listen to those? I never did. Oh, they're
like,
fantastic.
Where he's like a crooner kind of thing?
Yeah.
Really? I still would like to see what the 20% off coupon is on Bob Dylan.
Can we go back there, Matt? Go ahead up. Bob's posting his coupons.
Speaking of,
this is perfect.
And no one ever said anything. And they just like
this. Is his album called Outerwear? Does he have an album called Outerwear?
All Outerwear. Not a jean jacket. All big nice ski parka. All brain. All proceeds go to me.
I saw a great old clip of Bob.
Sail on mittens.
Sail on mittens. Gotta keep warm. Jack Frost be biting at your toes. There was a great clip of him from the 80s that I saw. Martha Quinn. Remember Martha Quinn?
Yeah.
Martha Quinn interviewing
Bob in London in 1986. And Bob is horny for her. Ooh. You can see it. Do you have that clip, Matt?
I don't know that one. We'll have to...
I sent it to the group. No one looks at my... I guess no one looks anymore.
I sent this clip of Bob Dylan horny for Martha Quinn to the group. Did nobody watch it?
That's a five-parter? I don't think it's a five-part interview?
Hell no.
He was that horny.
The black and white?
Let's keep going.
This one?
And it's funny because they're just like...
Let's get it for the makeup. The ones I've seen, my favorite one is the...
It's earlier because
Bob Dylan looks like Allison Janney dressed up as Gene Simmons.
she helps him put on makeup.
He's got
that look where he got the eyeliner underneath. But Bob Dylan's with me.
I would like more credit for what I said.
Some more laughs?
Allison Janney dressed up like Gene Simmons.
I think you're right. I mean,
non-makeup Gene Simmons. Lick it up, Gene Simmons.
Listen, I think you're right. But look, Bob, Ellie sent me this because she went down to the Bob Dylan Museum. And Bob's an anti, I know you're, I know you have, I know why you're wearing, let me just say, I know why you're wearing the hat.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not dumb.
I don't know why I'm wearing it.
I'm not dumb. But Bob says, this is a quote from Bob Dylan, it's not an old people's world. It has nothing to do with old people. Old people, when their hair grows out, they should go out. And I look down to see the people that are governing me and making my rules, and they haven't got any hair on their head. Oh. I get very uptight about it.
Yeah, there's nothing.
So I hate bald people, and so does Bob.
Why did they choose that to put in
there? Ah, get him out of here!
Oh, shit.
What are you talking about? It's coming back.
Well, actually, I was going to say.
I've been taking. Are you guys sponsored by Hims?
Yeah, because.
Dixar, your hair grows back. It's everything you ever wanted.
Because you were fully shaved in the special.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of haven't been doing much the last few months.
Okay.
Not a lot of demand from showbiz for your boy. It lets me go up to the woods and let it loose.
They prefer you shaved.
Nobody prefers me anything. this town ain't calling my phone.
Well, you got to get in there. You got to do that Netflix is a joke festival.
Oh, I walked by it.
You got to get out there on the John Mulaney show.
Got to stand out.
The live watch. John Mulaney show. Speaking of comedy. Well, we could do well,
let's say goodbye to Michael. Bye, Michael.
Bye, Mike. Thanks for the Dylan.
Good to see you. It's been a long time.
Do you like Bob Dylan, though?
No. Tom Goes to the Mayor was like, on a swim, so happy to be here.
Thank you. I'm happy to have you. And maybe downsize your shoe collection a little bit.
I'd be appreciating the organization.
My wife says, I gotta start getting rid of those. Getting a little old, but you know.
You got kids?
Not yet. We're trying.
I don't see it happening for you.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry about that. I'm just kidding, man. This guy's really taking it. I'm kidding. How would I know? Why would I care?
I'm rooting for you.
You tell me. All right. Well, thank you guys.
All right. We'll talk to you later. I have. He's. This is my.
I feel bad for that guy.
I know. He's my proctologist.
Personal.
I do my proctology all over Zoom.
You know who? You know who's in Zoom? Phil
it's
Braun.
Tough to get the angles
oh,
right.
I haven't heard from Phil Braun in a while.
Yeah, Phil.
Hey, everybody! Long time. Haven't talked to you guys in a while.
Yeah.
So, Phil,
how's everybody doing?
Pretty good.
All right.
Hey, Phil.
Hey there, Tim.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing's wrong with me. What do you mean? What's the matter with me? I'm on set.
You look ridiculous.
He is.
I'm on a big movie set right now, kind of same as you, you know, working actor.
That is big.
Just been on a big hit, starring in a big hit movie, The People's Joker, and now I'm getting kind of offers to do other jobs, and I'm sitting on set right now. Anybody want to guess what big movie I'm working on?
Nope.
no guesses? Big guess?
Unfrosted 2.
No.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
No.
No, we're doing a sequel to Mask.
Oh.
Really?
Yep.
Jim Carrey or Rocky
movie,
Dennis?
But the Rocky Dennis story.
Yeah.
There we go.
Or Rocky Balboa. No, what am I talking about? Rocky Balboa.
No.
Mask.
I'm playing Rocky Dennis, and we're doing a sequel, Mask 2. It's going to be a big blockbuster. Warner Brothers is backing it, and we're tonight. Really excited about it.
All right, and who are you playing?
Oh, Rocky Dennis, the main, Eric Stoltz's character.
When are you going to?
Mask 2, and if you watch the movie, the 1985 movie, the sequel is we're in present day. You know, the technology is caught up now. I've gotten, you know, I look exactly the way Rocky Dennis would look in the future, where the doctors have taken care of everything, and now he's kind of on a trek for revenge to kind of get back at all the people that have, you know, harmed him along the way.
I'm into this.
Are you?
He's in the bike gang now?
What about Cher?
What about Sam Elliott?
I guess to answer the first question. So yeah, so I'm wearing kind of a white collar shirt because Rocky is now kind of in the white collar world. He's kind of more of a like a Gordon Gekko corporate raider kind of guy, but he does still keep his roots with the Turks. So he does still wear the leather vest to kind of, you know, hold on to his motorcycle roots.
Uh-huh.
Cher turned us down, though.
Oh, that's too bad.
Bummer.
She's a big part of that.
But Sam Elliott is going to be in the movie, so that's good news. Sam Elliott will return. And there's going to be another scene, too, which is going to be kind of a neat thing. So I don't know if you knew this, but Sam Elliott plays Rocky's stepfather in Mask. Well, that character also appears in Roadhouse. It's actually the same character.
Oh, so Mask is in the Roadhouse universe, whoa, or vice versa?
I like this.
Yeah, so he hires me to work with him at the Double Deuce. Rocky's an expert at jiu-jitsu. We do some, you know, cleaning house, that kind of thing. Again, more of a vengeance sort of a tale. And also good news, the question to be answered here, we will see Sam Elliott's pubic hair in Mask 2, just like we saw in Roadhouse.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Well, good luck. I guess we'll look for that sometime next year, or when do you expect the Mask 2 to be out?
I mean, we're rushing it through. We're probably
don't do that. Don't rush it through. Yeah. Take your time.
Simmer this one.
Yeah.
Well, we want to get it in for the Oscars next year, and it's probably going to be out on Christmas, I would guess. Your Christmas movie.
Right. Who's directing it?
What's that?
Who's directing it?
He doesn't know. Well, I guess it's not Peter Bogdanovich. We asked him, but he's apparently deceased, so he's not going to be.
You asked him.
Not going to get back to
Peter
you.
Bogdanovich did Mask?
Halfway through the film, you asked him finally.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe Eric Stoltz could direct it.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't even met the director yet. I'm just showing up doing my work.
You're
the star of the film, you haven't met the director yet.
No,
who
no,
needs
no.
To, I'm just when you got the source.
I went
material.
Straight to my trailer. Been working here, trying to learn my lines, and have not actually met the director yet.
So you haven't shot anything yet?
No, not yet. This is the first day.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I first still am filming. Surprised that you wouldn't have had some kind of interaction or meeting with the director,
chemistry test or something.
Hmm.
I mean, it was because I was in the People's Joker. They just sort of hired me, just kind of, you know, sight unseen, but just because of my work there. And, you know, today is the day, the first day we're going to be doing where Rocky buys out the blind kid summer camp and then ends up laying off everybody there, shuts the camp down out of revenge for the kids who probably made fun of him back then.
Probably? We're not even sure. I thought that's where he met the love of his life.
He does, but you remember she shuns him at the end of the movie, so he ends up, you know, he gets rich. Rocky gets rich through all of his stock trades and corporate raiderism lifestyle. He ends up talking her into marrying him, but then divorces her out of spite.
Cold-blooded.
I think you should call the movie Rocky the Revenge.
Might get into some trouble with the Balboa estate, but I think Mask 2 is really what it's going to be end up. Cold, so.
Wait, what is this?
Not a bad idea, though.
Oh, I see, yeah. The Mask 2, Rocky's Revenge.
That could work. That could work.
Well, I'll talk to get back to us when you find out who the hell the director is.
I guess we'll find out together. I don't know.
No, we won't. You'll find out hopefully first, because I'm going to end the call.
Well, suit yourself.
All right, maybe he or she...
Suit yourself.
Well, maybe he or she's listening now. You can zoom in. Is the director of Mask 2 on Zoom? Anybody?
I'm going to end the call. Suit yourself.
Do we have the director of Mask 2 on Zoom by chance?
I mean, I'll do it.
Yeah, raise your hand if you're listening.
There they are. Is it AC?
No.
Okay. All right. We'll let you go, Phil. Get back to work.
Oh. All right. Phil. Appreciate good it, luck. Guys. Good to see you.
Have a great shoot, Phil.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Legitimately invested in that idea. I was 100%.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a winner. Why not? I haven't seen Mask in a long time. But
it's a one. You don't go back to it.
Yeah,
you're not like, it's a rainy day. No, let's throw on.
I love any movie where you get a guy like Sam Elliott, tough guy.
Yeah.
Who shows his sensitive side. Come on. We love that, right? As men.
It's a classic.
Lets
trope.
Us know we can do it.
Yeah. Gives us permission. Speaking of that, I was watching the original Planet of the Apes with my kids last night. They were curious.
Okay.
You know the original. Charlton Heston.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Vic?
I am aware of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you never seen it? I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I've been to the set. You can go to like the set. You can go on a little hike and see where they shot it all.
Oh, really?
But yeah, it's
It's great. It's a great movie. But Charlton Heston is so unlikable in this movie. You've never seen anything like it. He's such a dick to his other two crew guys. You think you're like, basically, if you don't know the story, the space guys go out on a mission. And they're one of those deep sleep deals where they go in the container. And by the way, I'm doing this almost in tribute to you because of your beautiful Fast and Furious recaps I saw in the special. It made me think.
You could, just sell it.
Yeah.
Sight unseen, sell it.
Absolutely. I could sell you on this movie.
Give it to me.
There they are traveling through space, going to explore. I don't know what they're going into space to do. So they get in their little pods and then close it up. Cut to beards. Time has passed, right? These guys grew beards. But it was three guys, one woman. Woman, something must not have been closed right with the pods. She has turned into like a mummy.
Okay.
Aged. Because they went like 1,000 years into the future through space-time relativity.
But how big are the beards?
Not that big. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
All right. Okay.
So now they crash into this foreign planet. They don't know where they are. I mean, we all know the ending, right? We all know the ending. But at the time you're watching this movie, you're like, I think they're just on this weird planet.
This planet is just of the apes.
Yeah, it is of the apes.
Yeah.
But Charlton Heston is such a dick. The movie starts with him being like, making a memo. He's like, I don't care where I go. I know that I'll never see my friends or family again. Okay.
Like he's happy.
I have no regret. And then the guys are like trying to get used to this thing. And they're like, don't you realize everyone you've known, everyone you've cared about or loved has been dead for over 2,000 years? he's laughing at his friends. The two guys left.
Yeah.
And there's no sympathy. And anyways, they get caught by these apes. Charlton Heston gets shot in the neck.
Yeah.
Right? By these damn dirty apes.
Yeah.
And so they've got him imprisoned. There's other humans around that are like basically like apes.
Yeah.
The reverse. So he can talk, but he can't talk because he got shot in the neck.
Yeah.
So that's the only way any of this makes sense. So they have to shoot him in the neck. Otherwise, right away, Charlton Heston's going to be like, hang on a minute. I'm a human being. And then it's going to.
I have some movie's questions.
Ruined.
Yeah.
So the middle of the movie is him just being like, it's so stupid.
The old lost voice.
Yeah.
Trope.
But anyway, my kids were loving it, but they hated Charlton Heston. They were like, I hate this guy. This guy's an asshole.
I don't know how old your kids are, but like
30 and
okay, 40. So they can appreciate some stuff.
Yeah, no, they're 7 and 10.
Do they not get distracted like by old special effects or anything?
They're amused by it. They think they think it's like funny and interesting to look at.
You should show them Mask then.
Yeah, Mask would be interesting. Do your kids like can they handle old effects in movies?
They're all right with it. They much prefer the new stuff.
Well, cuz I remember when I was a kid I'd get angry at stuff that because I was watching it get so advanced.
Mm-hmm.
But now I don't know if you're like 8 years old, if you just are interested in the scope of it all.
They were into it. They were really into it. And we didn't finish it because it was bedtime, but I'm like, ooh, we got an ending for you. That's got to be the original twist. What movie do you get a twist like that from?
Pre-68. The old Twilight Zone. I just love books.
That's irony.
Right? This nerd.
I don't know. There's got to be.
Suck it, nerd.
You say that's who wrote Planet of the Apes, Rod Serling.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
Nuh-uh. Are you serious?
Yeah. It was a story by him or something.
Vic, I'm so glad that you are also. I'm embarrassed to not know this. Right. And I'm like, all right, man, Vic.
That's the only one. Matt, have you seen it?
I've never seen the whole thing, no.
Oh, okay.
I got to watch it.
You know what's neat about.
I love Ape Men.
Yeah.
You know what's neat about like all the streaming things, is that these movies that we always used to see like on shitty televisions and bad videotapes and stuff, they're all like now fully remastered and they're like all beautiful. Like they're all from the original, you know, like the old Godzilla movies and stuff. They're like, you watch them on Max or wherever and it's like, these look great. They all look like, of course they did. They're made they're good movies.
I'm inspired to have like a rainy day film fest with all these classics now.
I got you inspired. So let's get into you.
Ugh.
I don't want to get into you.
We want to.
Because the big thing in the special of yours is you've moved up into the suburbs. What does that mean?
I was that at the time. Now I'm in the. I'm in Portland proper.
Sorry. Whoa.
Backtrack.
We need a disclaimer on this special.
Pushing back, man. I'm pushing back.
So now you're in actual Portland.
Yeah.
How do you like Portland?
It's nice.
You like it. You got a little life up there? You got a wife? Not a wife.
I got a lady friend. She lives here mostly. I live there mostly.
What is this?
We kind of. I don't live by parameters, man.
Sounds like
I don't follow these institutions.
It sounds like you're stacking up a lot of Alaska air miles. Or maybe some Southwest.
Those exit rows are open a lot these days.
But you're on the road a lot.
Yeah, I just do jokes.
Like, where do you?
I just go out and I tell my jokes and I come back to my little house. And it's the best. It's the best ever.
Are you gonna? Are you have shows currently that you're promoting, or are you not on the road
just
right
stand-up
now?
Just stand up shows. Just I just go do stand up forever, always.
You just this is what you'll do.
That's what I have. Yeah, that's not. It's not like a.
Do you do your own shows, or you go into these comedy clubs?
Just clubs. I was doing my own stuff, but it kind of got. I don't know. I thought it was like all cool and punk rock to play like these venues, and then people were like, "Yeah, it's Tuesday, and it's a weird part of town, and I got kids, so could you just start playing comedy clubs where I know I can get food?"
Right.
Like, I want to support these independent venues, but also like I don't want to. I don't know if I got a stand for this show. I'm like, all right, you're right, and the clubs have kind of upped their game, and I can now. When I couldn't sell any tickets, it's weird. Some of these clubs are like 400 seats. And like, yeah, you're going to do five shows at four in a four. I'm like, that's 2,000 empty seats.
Yeah.
That's what that is. So it's better now. I love doing it. That's all I've done.
They don't take a big cut, do they? They must.
They take whatever they take. Same like anywhere else. They get their bits. They sell their Bud Lights.
Do you get paired with people that you belong with, or is it all random and weird?
No, sometimes I'll bring out friends. Otherwise, they're good. Like there's so many comedians right now,
too many,
very much too many. But also, the percentage of good ones is higher now too.
Yes,
and there's more people aware of what is hack and what is lousy and what to avoid.
Will you take a hard turn to the right to get arena shows?
Politically?
Yeah.
Oh, it is such an easier grift.
It is. It does seem that way.
It's such an easier grift to like, let me, and another thing.
Yeah, complain
about. The and another thing comics. Yeah. Hey, 14,000 people, you can't say anything anymore.
That's right. You can't. I mean, I told you.
Hey, my nine-figure Spotify deal. Let me tell you can't say anything anymore.
Can someone say what they think, and I say what I think, and we just decide like what makes sense and what doesn't make sense based on our own interpretations? Can't we just communicate?
Right?
All I want to do is hear Joe Rogan talk about the pyramids. Like, get back to that crap. That doesn't matter. You know, when they're sitting around talking about pyramids JFK.
Me pontifications.
Yeah,
that's what I want.
I was watching that show just random click.
Oh, whoops!
Clip.
Yeah, everybody's making their money while they can make their money.
You guys should start a booze brand.
I said,
what kind of booze would you
Tim's.
Sell? What kind of booze? Yeah, what kind of booze?
Oh, we gotta also get Kyle down to Kyle, Texas. Is that happening? Oh. You know about this?
Yeah, I've been sent it. But half hour.
Oh, fuck.
Have you heard about this?
Yeah,
I've heard about it.
That guy asked us to be, me and Eric, to be on his cooking show. I'm like, nah, I don't think that.
I did it with Matt Bronger.
You did. Couldn't have been a best.
I don't have a home studio.
Yeah, I just said, I don't want to.
All right, Tim, I don't got staff money.
I don't want to get near that shit, you know? No offense. Like, no offense.
I'm doing two of his tour dates.
Okay. Well, it's a nice... From what I understand, he's a nice guy. What do you want me to do? But I'm not going to go there and cook... stand there and cook... What do I fucking do? Need to
we
do that
We didn't either,
for?
And we just kind of made fun of stuff.
Well, I'll watch. Now I'll watch. Now it sounds interesting.
What's happening in this photo?
That's their home club, the comedy mothership.
I'm playing that club.
Oh. Don't go to
the...
Don't
Listen,
go to
if
the,
I can take money from Live Nation, I could take it from other...
Of course. Monoliths. I'm not judging you for doing anything. Matt, should we get to Motu?
Well, M2. We got a few more minutes.
Oh, you want to do a phone call?
Yeah, let's dip in on the hotline. That's a great idea.
This head thing is really bugging my ear.
Your
mine keeps dipping out.
Yeah. It's not exactly Abbey Road in here.
Let's talk to Andrew, 404. Are you there, Andrew?
Sorry. Steve Albini would be very disappointed in this production.
Hello?
How you doing?
Doing all right. Is anyone going to watch Let It Be? You know, are you going to watch Let It Be, the remastered Let It Be?
I think, no, I will. I mean, I've seen the original before in the 4x3. I know, but yeah.
Remastered.
I'll put it on. Why not?
I've listened to the Beatles as much as I've watched Planet of the Apes.
What are you into? Rop Rack? Rock Rack.
Yeah.
Rock Rack.
That was one of the
Judgment
Day? That was one of the monkeys on Planet of the Apes, I think.
Rock Rack.
Is he like a lieutenant?
Sorry, caller, what can I do for you?
How can we help you?
Hey, so for the most part, movies have sequels and albums have volumes, probably because albums don't necessarily forward a character or change locations. But I think there can be exceptions. Uh-huh. I have a possible example. What do you think of Graceland 2?
Oh, I know of this.
Graceland 2 would be Rhythm of the Saints?
No, the idea that Graceland would be its own sequel, and if they made a new album today, like, where could it be? What could it be about? The premise.
Oh, I thought you were referring to the actual location, Graceland 2.
Where would that
be? You know
be?
What? I think there actually is a Graceland 2 in Mississippi.
It was a guy that was a big Elvis fan.
Oh, yeah,
and he's like, you can come in any time. And then the guy showed up and he shot him, and now they closed it.
Oh, Jesus.
Much like the original Elvis, loves shooting his guns. After a little bit of like that.
Well, you want me to go down some kind of hypothetical rabbit hole here on a Paul Simon album that is sort of a return to the sound textures of Graceland?
Long and short, I was saying that, he recorded that in South Africa during apartheid, and I think that there could be a sequel to Graceland these days.
Oh, he's making a Gaza thing about apartheid? Is that what you're trying to get?
West Bank.
Yeah, it's stunk.
Well, that failed.
It's stunk, man. But you're the best!
Sorry about that.
That's a bummer. Thanks for the bummer.
I tried to come with a premise.
At least you did that.
There's McCartney 1, McCartney 2, McCartney 3.
That's it.
Right?
That's it.
Chicago lunch.
Hey, you want to play the Chicago game?
Now we have to take a break.
We're going to take a musical break right now. Let me explain this. Get off my phone.
Bye, Andrew.
This guy. Dream. Graceland 2.
I thought I was dragging the show down.
Graceland 2. Graceland 2. Graceland 3. Graceland 1. Graceland 2. Graceland 3. Graceland 1. Apartheid.
Mic check.
So, this happened a couple weeks ago. It was right around... what's that called? Music festival. Coachella.
Oh, yes. Coachella.
That's why they were out here? Is that what it was?
Yes.
Oh.
So we had an opportunity. They said, we'd love to do the show. We'd love to have you on the show. Unfortunately, the timing didn't work out where they couldn't be here during a live show. We had a very long debate about it. Very intense debate. Very angry debate. He said, well, something's better than nothing. So they came in and we said, well, if we're going to do it, we're going to get cameras in here. Luke's going to do a proper sound mix. We're going to have an actual office hours studio session with Mdu Mokhtar. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you're familiar with these guys.
I'm not.
They're from Niger. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting, and it is incredible musicianship, the likes of which we've never seen on this show, I have to tell you. So here is a pre-taped Emdu Mokhtar, which will play another song after at the end of the show today. And all three big songs from the band will be up on Patreon later in the week.
Wow.
Soon enough. But we're gonna do one song now, and then we'll come back and talk to Kyle. We'll play the Chicago game, and we'll listen to the big, great unfrosted debate that I'm excited to have with Vic. And I hope it will end with peace and love. Be back in a few. Watch us on Patreon at patreon.com/officehourslive. We'll be right back.
Yo, go and get the full show, bro. Why the hell haven't you become a member? Don't you like to pay for things? We have bills, you know? Help us keep the lights on. Help us help you with fun and laughs. Let's go and get yourself the full entire show in its entirety, completely and totally full. No ads. Did you hear me? I said no ads. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up and hear the rooster singing cock-a-doodle-doo.